From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Following the lead of Cuban-American legislators from the Miami area, the state Senate on Tuesday voted to condemn the Obama administration's attempts at normalizing relations with Cuba. From Tallahassee, WLRN's Rick Stone has the story.
The Cuba resolution changes no policy, and it was passed on a voice vote, which means that no individual senator is officially on the record. But Senate sponsor Ana Terry Flores of Miami expressed gratitude in a brief news conference and also her lingering anger at the first act of the Cuba initiative, securing the release of American prisoner Alan Gross by freeing a Cuban spy involved with the 1996 Brothers to the Rescue shootdown.
Those wounds were reopened. Justice was denied. And we are expressing our disagreement with the idea of trying to normalize relations with Cuba.
Standing with Flores and other Dade lawmakers with Ana Alejandre Charesco, a retired Miami-Dade College professor whose brother, Armando Alejandre, was one of the four flyers shot down by Cuban jets.
I would love relations with Cuba, but Cuba needs to afford its people the freedoms that other countries take for granted.
For Broward Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin, it was an opportunity to send respects across the aisle by voting yes.
I respect them, and I respect their history and their background as they have respected mine.
A similar statement, sponsored by Miami State Representatives Manny Diaz and Jeanette Nunez, is moving through the House. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.
House members back Governor Rick Scott's push to reduce taxes on cell phone bills and pay TV. The communication service tax cut is projected to create about $54 per year in savings on a cell phone bill of $125 a month. A cable or satellite TV bill of $100 a month would be reduced by $43 per year. House Finance and Tax Chairman Matt Gaetz says the state's existing tax rate is responsible for Florida's job creation.
By cutting taxes, you create an environment in the state that ultimately leads to more revenue so that we can care for the vulnerable.
It remains to be seen if the Senate will go along with such large cuts. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.